We don't want to be disruptive to that Chelsea community. Now, sure, when you bring 2,000 students in to take classes and you have 533 living, is it going to be disruptive? Yes. But we're going to make every effort to make it as least disruptive to these folks as possible. But getting back to your question, we will have Stockton police officers on duty. They're already on duty.
24 hours?
24 hours a day. Now, and we have a couple walking around. We also have complemented, that is being complemented by Allied Security, which is a national security firm that has security all over the country at colleges and universities. One of the nice things is their account manager used to run the head of security for Tropicana. So he knows the area, he knows Atlantic City, and he knows how to work well with not only ACPD, but also with our Stockton police officers. But there's going to be the education of our students to remind them that they are in an urban environment. There are those things that you have to worry about. You know, don't go up walking up and down streets at 2 a.m. Typical college kids, they keep the late hours.
Right.
So it's an education process, and we are fully confident that our students are going to adapt to the environment.
So classes start Wednesday. How many students are there? 530 living there, but then how many students will be coming to class?
We have over 100, I think 115 classes.
Wow.
There. I mean, it changes almost daily, so I could be wrong.
Sure.
But we have well over 100.
Significant amount.
And I looked at the numbers today because we get daily. Basically, President Kesselman keeps moving the goalposts as a good leader should.
Of course.
Okay, you reached X, get to Y. You got Y, get to Z.
Oh, you hit 80, why not 100?
It's exactly right.
You hit 100, why not 120?
He wants 100. If it's 100, 110. So we are at over 2,100 students registered for classes. Let's go back. I said we only expected 80% occupancy. We're over 100% occupancy.
Right.
We only expected 1,200 students. We're at 2,100.
And I remember when we had these initial discussions, when you and Brian and Harvey would come on the show, it wasn't these numbers. So that just because of its demand, right?
Well,
or is there excitement?
It's a couple things. I think it's the excitement, number one. Number two, it's the offerings. You know, right now we're offering two real programs there, a graduate program in master's in social work and a doctorate in organizational leadership. But also, we're also offering a lot of hospitality programs, a lot of criminal justice. We're offering classes that students want. And it couldn't be, good friend Donna Albano, professor of hospitality management. She came in today, and she's super excited about teaching a course. We have the other community courses that we are going to be opening up some programming for the community. Just not yet. We got to get our feet wet. We got to, figure out things.
Very cool.
But it's also, Stockton itself, we are on, the president has given the edict out there that we want to help fulfill New Jersey's obligation with states. New Jersey is one of the most outward migration of high school graduates in the country. So by giving more places to live, by giving more course offering, we can keep more kids here. And remember, if a kid leaves New Jersey, that's a lost investment. I was an elected official. I know how much schools cost.
Right.
You think that investment we're making in that kid from kindergarten to 12th grade, we want that kid to stay here. New Jersey taxpayers have invested in that young child, in that young mind. We want to make sure that we keep them here. And if we can keep those folks, especially in South Jersey, all the better.
We're here with Alex Marino. He's the director of operations for all of the campuses in Atlantic City, including Dante Hall and the Noise Arts Garage, Carnegie Center, as well as the brand new Stockton campus right on the boardwalk in Atlantic City. More than 500 students, as well as living there, and 2,000 students will be coming there beginning Wednesday for over 100 classes that are being offered. So is the response just the beginning, Alex? Do you think that now that the pictures are out there, and everyone sees the views of the ocean, and even if you didn't have the views of the ocean, Alex, the facilities are state of the art. I mean, and gorgeous, right? I mean, I haven't seen them only other than pictures, but everything is exactly as it should be. It just looks like, wow, that's new, and that's where I want to be. And don't you think that come next year, you're just going to be overwhelmed with applications?
When we opened housing back in April, students are allowed to select where they want to live for the next academic year. Atlantic City was slow. And we knew it was going to slow. We knew it was going to take a little bit of a marketing efforts, internal marketing efforts by our university relations team, and they do an outstanding job.
Is that because you know, when you're at the school, there's more, all the facilities are in the main campus, and their friends are there, and there's more housing there, and they'll be more isolated here, right?
Correct.
So they want it the whole.
So
a student wants the almost that
you
that
want
whole
a,
you universal
want the collegiate
experience.
Right, and
right,
that's
right.
What's. And I don't blame them. Listen,
I blame them because I want to live here.
Well, I graduated Egg Harbor Township High School, and I went to Stockton. The first year I was a commuter student, and I hated it. I hated community because I was missing out on that college experience. So what I did is that my sophomore year, but I also was a student athlete. I was a lacrosse player. So, you know, after practice, it was a drag driving 20 to 25 minutes home. So I lobbied and started living on campus my sophomore year. My grades actually improved. I got more involved with the collegiate experience, and got well adjusted to being a college student. So what happened was, back in April, as I said, students could pick where they wanted to live, and Atlantic City was relatively slow. So then, you know, and I smirk on this, then pictures started to leak out of what the views were going to look like, what the amenities were going to look
like.
Right,
right.
And almost overnight, 60 students changed their resident location from Galloway to Atlantic City. Now, I can tell you this. Now, what's nice about this, usually, typically at colleges, once the semester ends, you got to leave. They kick you out of housing, and you got to go home to wherever you got to go home. These places in Atlantic City, we are offering 12-month leases. One, for the benefit of the student, that he or she can take classes, he or she can work. But also, it's a revenue source for the college. And,
sure.
And the president makes no bones about it.
And you're not most of the housing in Galloway, they're out 10 months, right?
They're out 10 months.
Yeah.
So now what we're offering, remember, 533 beds.
Yep.
Already 90 students have signed up for a 12-month lease.
Crazy. That's awesome.
And we are giving them a few weeks into September to sign on for those additional. So we know that we're going to be able to fill 20 to 25% of that year-round in the first summer.
That's incredible.
And then we know next summer we already have some conferences lined up where people from out of state are going to come to Atlantic City, do the summer conference or do the summer programming at our place at the academic building and stay in the dorms.
We only have a few minutes left. Coming up after our break, we'll have world-renowned pop-up artist Charles Pizzino, who's at the Wentworth Gallery exhibit this weekend. He'll be there tomorrow and Sunday for a Labor Day exhibit, and he's going to join us live right here on Off the Press with Scott Cronick. So other than classes, obviously the housing and everything else that's going on at Stockton University, there are things that are going to be open to the general public, some restaurants and things like that. You want to talk about that
real
quickly?
Yeah, one of the things, I already mentioned Atlanta Club. They're going to be
Atlanta Club down the road.
We'll talk about it another day. We'll have the president talk about that. Atlantic Care, Urgent Care.
Right.
Our bookstore is going to be open to the public. But also in our academic center, we have Chartwell's, which is our caterer on the college, but also Carluccio's.
Oh, that's right. So when's that open?
It's already open.
Oh, Carluccio's is open?
It's already open. So it's not really open to the general public. We have to work that out. But become Wednesday, listen, if you're in the Chelsea section, stop in and get a grandma's pie.
So are they just doing pizza or are they doing other stuff?
Are they what? They're primarily doing pizza and some meatballs.
And meatballs.
We have Chartwell's making salads, making wraps, and making all the other sandwiches.
And are students working there?
Students are working
How
there.
Good is that, right?
It's fantastic.
And they'll work in the bookstore and they'll work...
They're going to work everywhere, and I know students are already looking for... I know several students have already looked in Tropicana or other places or even here for employment. You know, maybe Michael Kleiman, you know, the guy, the big entertainment guy here at Hard Rock, maybe he can hire some of our students.